The following is a presentation of Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Before a celebration like this.
And the 2-0 pitch, he swings and hammers. Left field and deep. Open up the gates, we're going home.
There are key decisions made every day throughout the organization and on the diamond. This is the show that gives you inside access to everything surrounding your favorite team. It's Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Here's your host of Inside Twins, Corey Provis.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. Just a beautiful August Sunday here at the ballpark. Twins and the Royals one more time. The rubber game of this three-game series, also the finale of this seven-game homestand. The pitching matchup for Game 3 today will feature Hector Santiago, the left-hander going for the Twins, seeking his first win with the Twins. Edinson Volquez, 8-10, a right-hander opposes for Kansas City. I'm Corey Provis. We welcome your questions today. You can reach us in two ways, via email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. And our guest on the program today is the interim GM of the Minnesota Twins, as we say good afternoon to Rob Anthony. Rob, great to see you.
Good to be with you, Corey.
Always good to visit with you as we wrap up this homestand, this series today. We saw some ups, we saw some downs, but yesterday, that was a fun game to be a part of. It was well pitched, we saw some good defense, and the home run ball played big yet again.
Yeah, we've been showing the power, but what we haven't been getting is the starting pitching, and Tyler Duffy came up big for us. Our bullpen's been beat up as you can see by the moves we had to make during the course of the week. He went out, gave us seven strong innings, gave us a chance to win, and then Presley and Kinsler came in, finished it off, and it was a good win for us.
Watching Duffy earlier this season, and I didn't mind this, but when he would give up a hit, you would see a reaction. He would slap his leg. He would just get mad if he gave up a base hit, let alone a home run. But you know, as Neil Allen would watch things, and he'd say, he needs to kind of bring that back a little bit. Has he done that, and do you want to see that emotion out of him, or should he harness it a bit more?
Well, I don't mind the emotion. I don't mind the competitiveness and the frustration, as long as he channels it the right way and he's able to refocus, concentrate on the next hitter, and do his job. And I think he's growing. He's learning that. But he's, you know, it's all still a work in progress because the consistency's not there. But yet you can see, as he showed last night, every time he goes out there, he has a chance to give us 7-8 innings, strike out some guys, and have some damage control, which he's shown in the past.
Do you look for any signs as to wear and tear for a guy like Duffy, who had the innings limit last year but surpassed it with the way that he was throwing in September and all those crucial games? Is there physically a carryover into the next season that maybe he's endured at times this season?
There has been for some pitchers, and that's something you're always concerned with and you keep an eye on. I don't think we've seen that with him at all. I don't think his wear and tear has been an issue for him. He keeps himself in good shape. He has a good routine. I don't anticipate any issues with him.
What are some signs, though? Forget Duffy. Other pitchers you look for, if that is an issue, just the amount of innings they've thrown, young arms in back-to-back seasons.
You'll see some wildness, some control issues that might be uncharacteristic. You'll see a lot of times a drop in velocity where they're fine the first couple innings, and then all of a sudden they get tired, whereas they would have held their velocity through 6-7 innings before. Now all of a sudden they go from 92, where you see a lot of 89s, I think that's a warning sign. And our trainers do a really good job of monitoring workloads and how their body's reacting to different things. And especially with position players, they might mention to Molly that this might be a guy that we might want to give a day off to. Is kind of his peak load and his workload's probably getting up to the point where he could use a day. Pitchers the same way. You know, it's hard, especially for relievers. When you don't know when you're going to be thrown in there, you can't throw your bullpens, you can't do as many things. But starters, they have that bullpen between starts, and sometimes a pitching coach will notice that he just wasn't quite as sharp and he looked a little sluggish. We need to keep an eye on this guy.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll dive into the roster moves that were made throughout the week. It was a busy week with several roster moves, namely guys in the bullpen, guys up, guys down. As to why certain guys are here, we'll get into that with Rob next. Inside Twins continues live from Target Field on your home for Twins baseball.
The currents will shift like me. Something's left, and we're all alive.
Hi folks, Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
You don't have to be a fan of the Oompa music to be a fan of Dusseldorf.
Dusseldorf? You mean the mustard, right?
That is correct, young man. Dusseldorf from Coop's Mustard has a tasty mild and creamy flavor that brings out the true taste of the meats.
Why hide the flavor when you can enhance it? With Dusseldorf from Coop's, it's what brats dream of.
Yeah, that's Coop's with a K.
Head to your local grocer and pick up some Coop's Mustard today.
Listen, every time you play the lottery, no matter how it turns out, Minnesota wins. Bike trails win, wildlife wins, ecological diversity wins, renewable energy wins, pollinating bees win, hikers win, lakes win, invasive species, well, they lose. Why? Because 24 cents of every dollar you spend goes to helping our environment. So play the Minnesota Lottery, because when nature wins, we all win.
Brought to you by the Minnesota Lottery. Players must be 18 or older.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues. We are live here at Target Field, just outside the Thomson Reuters Champions Club. Twins and the Royals coming up about 1 hour from now. Inside Twins up until 12:30. Chris will have the pregame show and then game three. Santiago and Volquez here today from the ballpark. Rob, I look at the transaction results and names and the amount of moves made this week, even going back to August 10th, and which is only a few days ago. It first began with Trevor May, and from visiting with Paul Molitor yesterday, he's going to have a bone scan on his back tomorrow. Is that right?
That is correct. We've done an MRI and everything. It looks muscular, but we want to do a bone scan just to see if we can really pinpoint what some of the irritation is from.
And this is the same injury he dealt with, not just earlier this season, but also late last year?
It is, and it's one of those things that you cannot fault the pitcher, the player. Trevor May has a very solid, regimented workout routine. He does all the right things to stay in good shape. It might just be the up and down and the rigors of being a reliever that sometimes it just doesn't loosen up for him. Then it starts to spasm a little, gets a little tight on him. He's tried to fight through things, but I'm glad he came forward and told us that he was having this issue again so we can get it figured out and it doesn't turn into something worse.
Did he have these issues as a starter?
I don't believe so. And, you know, that's the easy thing. Okay, make him a starter, then those issues will go away. But it could have been something that, you know, has developed coincidentally, you know, as time's gone on. We could put him back in as a starter, and he might have some of those issues. But one thing with starters is they can have a couple days off after they pitch. They throw their bullpen. They have another day off, and then they're ready to go. So they get a little more rest than relievers do. Relievers pitch in short spurts, but much more often. So it is a different type thing on the body.
Other injuries this week to other bullpen arms and both left-handers. Buddy Beauchere is on the DL, as well as Tommy Malone. What do we know about those two setbacks?
Well, Beauchere has left biceps. He has inflammation of the elbow, and we believe. I talked with the trainers again this morning. He's coming along, and we believe that hopefully, with about the time that expires, he might be ready to go. Tommy Malone has the left biceps tendonitis. He only went three, came out. It was bothering him. He too has been checked out thoroughly, and they're very confident that it's nothing more than a little bit of tendonitis.
And from I saw Tommy yesterday or the day before and just chatting with him about it, This was something he did battle as a starter, but was able to work through either in the days between starts or at least the first or second inning of his start on that given day. Is that right? Is this like a May thing that an injury has popped up because of a shift in role, or is it not that simple?
I'm not sure if it's that simple, but it, you know, anytime somebody's routine has changed, and Tommy's basically always been a starter, he's never been real excited about going to the bullpen because he does have to change his routine. And therefore, when you feel a little different or your body doesn't respond the way it does as a starter, I'm sure that he believes in that, you know, the relief thing is maybe the cause of that.
And the moves you were forced to make, the corresponding moves with Andrew Albers and Pat Dean and even Ryan O'Rourke to an extent, were you looking for length? Is that what you needed most out of those moves?
Yeah, when we went and got Albers, we knew we needed length. We needed somebody because Tommy was going to be starting the second game. And he's been in relief. We weren't sure what we were going to get out of Brios or out of Malone in the doubleheader. We had the worst-case scenario come to light as Brios only went two innings. We had to burn up a lot of the bullpen there. Albers was a lifesaver in the second game. When Malone went down after three, he came in and pitched the last six and threw 100-some pitches and did a great job saving the rest of the bullpen and probably setting us up to be able to do what we did last night.
Why couldn't you have the 26th man for that that second game?
We could, and we planned to have the 26th man. Unfortunately, that pitcher ran into travel problems. The flight, he was coming out of Syracuse, and the flight originating in Philadelphia was delayed to Syracuse, so that plane was delayed. By the time he would have gotten into his connecting city, would not have made that flight. He wouldn't have gotten in until 9:30 that night. So it kind of killed us on our plans there, and we had some things planned to be able to have Albers as well as another pitcher, but thankfully Albers was able to get us through with the six innings, and we survived that day.
Was the player told that he was going up, or was it all just looking at travel schedules? Would this even be possible before we even let the player know? Let's take a look at how logistically this could even happen.
Yeah, he knew, and he was there. He was at the airport, and he was texting Mike Herman, and We're delayed. I checked now, you know, and Mike was checking as well with the airlines, and we just didn't have any other alternative. And you know, part of the thing was the night before we decided we wanted Albers to come, but we knew that we were also going to make another move, and we were trying to decide how we were going to do that with the second pitcher, and we decided that this was the right guy, and therefore, he was going to get on a flight. He was going to get here before game time for the second game. 26 man is only allowed to be used in the second game of a doubleheader when it's exactly the day after the game that was rained out.
All right, one more thought on this before we take our next break. You know, thinking about Albers had his contract selected and Ryan O'Rourke had his contract selected. Guys that are already on the 40 man that were down in the minor league saying, why not me? Is that an issue that you have to deal with? With as you converse with Brad and even Mike Quadi about who's going to come up here and take a roster spot?
Oh, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of options. When we went through this thing, we've got several guys, but it has to fit. You know, some guys just pitched, so they're out. And, you know, in the situation, we went and got Pat Dean because he hadn't pitched since Tuesday. He had only thrown 61 pitches, and we believe he'd be good for three innings or more last night on Friday if we needed him, which is exactly what happened. He came in and he did the job and finished that game out, which allowed us not to pitch Presley and Kinsler and some other guys so that we had a pretty fresh bullpen last night.
So you're looking for comps. So Shagwa and May, in some respects, are comps, and that's why that move made sense?
Right. Shagwa has the ability to pitch multiple innings. A lot of times we probably would use him one, just like Trevor Mace. He has the ability to pitch a couple innings. We went and got Shagwa. He came up and got 2 2/3 innings and 8 outs and 25 pitches, which was tremendous in a tough situation we were in.
All right, we'll take a break, come back on the other side, and we'll get into Brian Dozier's surge here in August. Also an update on Miguel Sano's elbow. That's coming up with Rob Anthony, Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live from Target Field and your home for Twins baseball.
Don't even think about reaching.
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care about your boss making you stay late, the rent you haven't paid yet, and your dogs weird limp. Because tonight, party people, you're at a Twins game, and it's going off. Dozier just danced his way to a double. That Rosario triple had kids grooving on the beaches in Puerto Rico, and you're about to get down with Stone Cold Buds. Because the Twins are your ticket to the best times ever, and your ticket to summer.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fox Sports North salutes our nation's heroes with half-price home plate view tickets every Monday through Thursday. Present a valid ID and receive tickets for you and up to three guests. FSN thanks you for your service.
Russell Wilson here. The Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
We're back inside Twins, live from Target Field. Game 3 coming up at 1:10 Central Time. Twins and the Royals, the rubber game of this series. And, Rob, we had some good segments so far today on injuries. One guy we left out as we kind of shift back to the big league club and more on the offensive side of things. Miguel Sano is dealing with a tender elbow. And when I think fans read that or hear that, they go back to his Tommy John surgery a couple of seasons back. Totally separate deal he's battling right now?
Yeah, the description I got is that he has some tightness. He has a hard time just getting his elbow loose. And we're not real concerned about it, but we are going to make sure. And so we're going to have a precautionary MRI in the morning just to make sure that there isn't anything structural and see if we can figure out what's causing that tightness.
He's not in the lineup today, but could he pinch hit, or do you want to wait and see what the MRI says tomorrow?
Doesn't bother him a bit swinging the bat, so he could be in the lineup, and he is available today.
Speaking of the lineup, Brian Dozier, no surprise, back in there again today. For the first time, Dozier is doing this in the month of August. We've gotten used to seeing Dozier put up big numbers in April and May and June. He had a great June this season. But August is different for the first time for Dozier. What do you attribute this rise in production to in the second half of his season?
Well, I think he did a lot of things last offseason to prepare his body for the long grind. And maybe not so much preparing so that, you know, opening day I'm ready to go and you're jacked up, you're ready to go. But he worked on you know, a lot of core things and his nutrition, doing some of the things that when you get to be 28, 29, 30 years old, players start to realize, you know what, I don't bounce back as easily and as quickly as I did when I was 22 and 3. And he made some adjustments. He, like a lot of our other guys, just got off to a slow start. But when he hit his stride, he's really been consistent over the course of the last few months, and he's continued to just tear it up. It's about the only way you can put it. I mean, he's hitting for power. He's made some tremendous defensive plays this month and doing all the things that we know he's capable of.
You know, Danny brought up his defense last night, and he nailed it because we keep looking at the home runs and the extra base hits, but we often maybe take for granted the defense he's playing. It is such a deep position in the American League, but a guy that hasn't yet received some Gold Glove consideration, but he may be getting that here relatively soon.
Yeah, he's made some highlight reel plays and really been a staple for us and consistent up the middle for us. And he's worked with many different double play partners this year as well and done a nice job transitioning to each one of them.
Jorge Polanco is going to be at third base today. And, Rob, we've seen him at second. We've seen him quite a bit at short and now back at third again today. What do you take away from Polanco? We'll get to his offense, but more his defense so far up here.
He has great first step quickness. He shows range He's aggressive. One of the things when he played short was he laid back on too many balls, waited for it to come to him. I think he's really been more aggressive, charging the ball, getting himself in position. He made some unbelievable plays last night, and then in the ninth inning, one got away, sailed on him. And that's the youthfulness. That's the with experience, he's going to realize he had time to set his feet. He didn't need to throw on the run there. And I think, you know, a year from now, he won't make that mistake. He's a very good athlete. He's an intelligent player, and he can make adjustments, and I believe he will.
Based on what you've seen, not a huge sample, but based on what you've seen with Polanco, specifically at short, is shortstop still his, I don't know if worst is the right word, but maybe the least likely of scenarios will he'll be, positions he'll be at? Because my understanding was second, third, short, but now watching him up here, does it still read out that way?
I think right now those are probably the rankings of his best defensive positions, but I believe that shortstop, rather than being a distant third, has now come into the mix where, you know what, you put him at short, you're not concerned about it. You're not worried about it. You're waiting to see how he handles it. And the way he's swinging the bat and the confidence he's playing with leads me to believe that, you know, he's on the right path where he might have the ability to play short for us.
Why didn't he play any short at AAA this season?
Because last year he played it almost exclusively, and this year we were looking at, number one, we believed he could hit up here right now. We had the third base situation. We had Plouffe, and we had Sano. Second base, you have Dozier, and so he's kind of blocked there, but we also saw that as we wanted him to gain confidence, and I think last year we saw his confidence level go down a little bit the more he struggled at shortstop. And so, therefore, we were looking at him. We had Nunez. We had Escobar. So we said if we need to go get him, get a guy, if Dozier were to get hurt, we'd plug Polanco in. So let's make sure that he's ready to play second. If Plouffe were to get hurt, we could always put Sano there. But we've got him out in right field, so let's make sure that he can play third as well.
All right, we'll take our last break, come back, and wrap up Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond. Home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field. We're live on your home for Twins baseball.
Hi, folks. Paul Molitor here for Continental Diamond. I've been a customer for years for one simple reason. They make you feel so comfortable. Then there's a selection of diamonds and fine jewelry that is second to none. The fantastic customer service and the great value. Okay, that's a grand slam of reasons why I encourage you to visit Continental Diamond when you're looking to make a jewelry purchase. The readers of Minnesota Bride have voted them best jeweler for 6 years running. That says it all. Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park.
At Quick Trip, we're always thinking about what it means to be a neighborhood fresh market. That's why we've brought in even more new groceries to keep your day fresh. From premium meats to the kinds of veggies, sides, and fresh fruit your family wants, making it easier than ever to enjoy a home-cooked meal, all in one place.
Right now, Kitchen Cravings ground beef for just $1.99 a pound. Premium meats at your neighborhood Quick Trip fresh market.
See you next time.
The Ford Freedom Sales Event is on. Our biggest event of the year just got better. Just announced. Get 0% Ford credit financing for 72 months across the entire lineup of 2016 Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get a 1,000 smart bonus. That's freedom from interest and freedom to choose from the entire lineup of Ford vehicles. No wonder Ford is America's best-selling brand. Now during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, get 0% Ford credit financing for 72 months across the entire lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, specially tagged vehicles get a 1,000 smart bonus cash. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Supply of vehicles with smart bonuses limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, F650, or F750. See dealer or go to Ford.com for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/6/2016. Sales plan based on 2015 calendar year sales.
On the field, baseball players want to be
safe.
Off the field, everyone should check with the Better Business Bureau at BBB.org before making purchasing decisions. The BBB has helped consumers like you find ethical, trustworthy businesses since 1912. Remember, it's better to be
safe
than sorry.
Hit a home run with a U.S. Bank Value Pack each Tuesday at Target Field. Watch the Twins from the U.S. Bank Home Run Porch and enjoy a free Schweigert hot dog and Pepsi all at the same time. Tuesdays at Target Field haven't been better. Visit TwinsBaseball.com for more information.
You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Inside Twins brought to you by Continental Diamond. Last couple of minutes of the show with Rob Antony. I'm Corey Provis, and I always like ending the show with some minor league news and notes. Speaking of the minor leagues, it's mid-August. At what point do you start to get together with Brad and even Paul about September call-ups?
Oh, we've had some discussions about what we're going to do, and a lot of it's going to be maybe predicated on health. Some of it has to do with innings where we might have considered some guys, but we don't want to push them an extra month. They might be reaching their innings limits, but we've discussed it some, and, you know, Paul and I will get together here in the next week or two to kind of go over it a little bit more. I'm going to make a trip into Rochester this week. Mike Radcliffe's going into Chattanooga. So I think we're going to have it covered and have some good late looks and figure it out.
A week ago today, the Twins were wrapping up a series with the Rays, and then after the game, Byron Buxton was optioned down to AAA. Was he guaranteed anything about September?
No, we never give any guarantees, but I'm hopeful that he has a good rest of this month, and when the Rochester season's over, that hopefully we see him again in September, and hopefully a guy who has his confidence back and his swing back, and we'd love to see him have some success heading into the offseason.
Real quickly, when people may say, boy, is it time to panic about Buxton, what would your response be?
That he's 22 years old, he still has a world of talent, and sometimes it just takes some guys longer to make the adjustments. This is a tough game, this is a tough league, and we still have a lot of confidence and belief in him.
Always appreciate the time. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Corey.
Rob Antony, our guest, we thank you for tuning in. Do not go anywhere. More baseball coming up here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Chris is the pregame show, and then it's game 3 at 1:10. Twins and the Royals. It'll be Santiago for the Twins, Volquez for the Royals. Stay tuned. Chris's pregame show is next on your home for Twins baseball.
You've been listening to Inside Twins, brought to you by Continental Diamond, home of the best diamonds outside of Target Field.
This has been a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.